Welcome to That's Showbiz, Baby. I'm Geordie Lucas, founder and editor of It's All Her and an actress in a previous life.
And I'm Alexandria Fennell, former producer of some of Australia's most iconic TV shows.
From reality TV to soaps and everything in between, join us as we take a hilarious and unfiltered look at the scandals, absurdities and unforgettable moments from behind the scenes of Australian TV.
Because when it comes to the world of television, truth is often stranger than fiction.
It ain't always pretty and it ain't always fair, but
that's showbiz, baby!
So what did you think of the finale? Why did that make me emotional?
Oh, well, because Tim's fucking like a 3-year-old in like this 50-year-old's body. She's just like, he's my big boy, my big boy. Don't you think?
He's my hunk of spunk.
He's such a handsome boy. I just can't imagine she was ever sexually attracted to him, and I can see why he's not sexually attracted to her.
I think she was sexually attracted to him and he wasn't. I think that's like the crux of why it didn't work out.
Yeah, well.
Because he just was not vibing her.
Because she's too mummy for him. But some guys like well, that.
Yeah, but he was also dating a 23-year-old before he went on the show.
Oh, really? So, is that true?
I think so, because they brought it up on the show and he was like, yeah.
I wouldn't date a 23-year-old. God.
Yeah, but he's so emotionally stunted that a 23-year-old probably works for him. Equals.
Seriously.
So what did you think?
Okay, so my first thought was I should have watched more of this season because I remembered how much I love maths, but I wasn't.
It is the best show.
It's so good. It's so good. And
I'm so sad it's over.
That's okay. We can talk about it. And before you know it, it comes back so quickly. They'll be casting for it again now, I reckon. Like,
yeah, just, they've had ads on.
It's just the show that keeps on giving. So don't worry. Before you know it, it'll be back. What did you think of it?
I actually enjoyed the fact that they, in recent years, have been, as John Aitken says, holding the contestants accountable.
Holding the contestants accountable. Well, I think they've had no choice.
I feel like they've been doing that more in recent years because the behaviour is so deplorable that they can't just sweep it under the carpet. Like, it just doesn't fly.
You couldn't just sit there. You couldn't just have the expert sitting there and not mentioning this abhorrent behaviour. Like, everyone would just be like, what? Like, remember when that guy put the toothbrush on the toilet bowl? Like, where do they get these people?
I like force my parents to watch it. I'm like, because they don't really like it, but I'm like, you have to watch Mass. And every time my mom texts me and just says, where the fuck do they find these people? Like, that's her only note.
I think it's a combination of their unusual people combined with a high pressure environment. So I feel like that environment would make even the most stable, functioning person a little bit kooky. It would bring out all your worst traits. But the caliber of person that tends to sort of be drawn to the shows, but not the caliber, not that's not the right word, the type of personality that's drawn to those shows, I would argue already has an element of quirk and perhaps not the greatest nervous system regulation. And so when you put them under these extremely stressful scenarios, just all hell breaks loose and it's just chaotic.
What do you think of Sarah?
Yeah, she was really popping off tonight, wasn't she? She gets
other contestants
so angry.
Really don't like her.
She gets so angry. yeah, they don't. But I want to believe that she means it when she says she's learned. I think her boyfriend, her husband, Tim, he's a nice guy. He seems like
they're
a nice
man. They're
not
together anymore, though. They've already broken up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think when you come from that place when there's like in the early stages of a relationship, the budding romance, and then there's a betrayal, it's hard to come back from that.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's very fiery.
Mm-hmm.
I said to Henry, my husband, last night, we were watching them, and I just said, I would have so much anxiety being in a relationship like this that is so volatile.
Some people dig that though, and that's why they're still single, and that's why you're happily married, Geordie. People like you find good husbands and good relationships, you get married, and you live happily ever after. Well done. No, you are very well-rounded. It impresses me.
Thank you.
Actually, they'd love to get you on the show. You'd be the star.
There have been so many successful media careers off the back of going on The Bachelor and Maths. If I wasn't married, I would totally go on there. My career would probably be in a better place.
No, don't say that. You're doing it the admirable way. You know, working really hard, slaving away. You should be proud.
Thank you. Thank you.
These people are just very unusual, but they always are every season. My favorite bit was when Tori and Jack stormed off and just had enough. I love any kind of off-camera situation. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed last night's reunion as well.
Do you see any sexual chemistry between Tori and Jack?
I have a theory about this, and I think Jack said this on his wedding day, not on his wedding day, in his final vows, and I didn't know he was going to say that, but I think the theory is, much like the couples like Melissa and Bryce and those kinds of couples, they bond over being bullied by the other groups. Like the groups, if they want to actually have the effect of saving the girl or saving the guy, hounding them like that actually drives them closer together.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to happen every season. And then they bond through that. And I was quite impressed that Jack acknowledged that. He's like, we're loyal to each other, and that's the relationship, that we just have each other's backs, but it's not really love.
A romantic.
Mm. And I know he has his questionable antics and there's lots of opinions, but maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't being a complete asshole about that. Mm. Maybe he's actually tapped into an element of truth. And he's being brutally honest about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do see that a bit. You saw with Bronte and Harrison last year, Bronte was just backing Harrison to the nth degree. And then, you know, she had her last, you know, her turnaround seeing the light. But there was weeks there where she was fully convinced that this was the man for her.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that is what happens with them. And you can sort of see, if you've been partnered up with someone, the psychology behind being assigned that's your partner. Most of us automatically want to see that person as our person, our partner. Mm-hmm. And we just automatically kind of show a little bit of loyalty to them. And I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think
they will.
So before all this aired, I haven't really mentioned this, but I was at a wedding, and the best man, or not the best man, but one of the men there is really good friends with him. And he was telling me, and I didn't know this character at all at the time. I wasn't working on the show. I knew nothing. He said to me, my friend is on the show, and he is a real piece of work, and he has like a girl in wherever he was going back to. Is he from the Gold Coast? He has a girl in the Gold Coast, and yeah, he's really not into his wife, blah blah blah.
Wait, so when was this?
When they were filming. October or November. And the friend was telling me, yeah, he's going to like play it up for the camera and stuff, but he is just not into her. But this may have been before they ended up together or whatever. It may have been in that era when things weren't great between the two. I'm not sure. But I did tell my maths producer friends. I think the guy who was talking to me didn't think that I would. Or maybe he didn't care. I don't know. But yeah, I told my friends, and I'm sure they passed it on. But yeah, it's funny how, you know, the information always comes out. It always comes out.
I strongly believe I said to Henry before, he's just going to dump her like a sack of potatoes. I hope for her sake that that's not the case, but
the thing I found confusing about him is that he kept on saying that he's not attracted to her and he doesn't find her attractive and she's not attractive. But am I missing something? Isn't she really quite attractive?
I think she is. Yeah.
I think she's beautiful. And so just this whole she's not hot thing confused me a lot.
But I think if you see the photos of girls that he has dated in the past, perhaps Tori doesn't fit into that look that he is obviously into.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. I think she's quite stunning.
Do men marry their types? Don't they have their little sexy mistress types and then their wifey types, those kinds of men? Yeah, not all men. Those kinds of men, I mean.
Not all men.
Obviously not all men. I mean those kinds of guys. I have a feeling they're going to last. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
Because he has been quite open that he enjoys being the dominator and the dominating one in the relationship. And I think he feels like he can dominate her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like even watching this season back, when she would stick up for him after he had just done something awful, he would physically reward her. Like he would be stroking her shoulder and telling her that, you know, this is really attractive what you're doing now. Like sticking up for me is really attractive. And he would be like, it was weird to watch.
So it's like there's like a psychological element to their connection, which is also an element of the kink community and also an element of, a lot of relationships, I suppose.
Mm.
So I'm not one to comment on the kink community.
No.
They cop enough.
And don't yuck someone else's yum.
Kink shaming is my kink. So don't tell me that I can't kink shame because you're shaming my kink.
Hey, side note, someone said that our podcast was really funny today.
I would presume so. You seem surprised.
No, because I've been listening back to it thinking, oh, my God, this is funny.
But I hope
it, like, translates and other people find it funny, not just us wheezing to each other. So obviously the star of this season, and I think the star of all 10 seasons that have been before us, it was Lucinda.
She should come in as a consultant judge or like a consultant, not that they call them judges, expert, like a consultant that gets just like popped around every season to sort them out.
Apparently New Zealand Maths wanted to get her.
For what? Like to be
as an expert, but she said it's not happening. I am just so intrigued as to what she does. She does have a subscription service called Lucinda's Light Tribe. And it's $27 a month for a group Zoom call
and
some emails. And that's $27 a month.
So you know how the other day you were saying you aren't in the spirituality universe element? Would you sign up for Lucinda's?
Yeah. Totally.
Become a believer for Lucinda.
She's the only person I would like probably buy off a pyramid scheme. Like, she could come to me and try and sell me Isagenix. And I would be like, yeah. Whatever you say.
You could be a stay-at-home mum and earning $3,000 an hour.
Side hustle.
Do you know, it's I've only not that long ago realized all these marketing schemes that exist. Like, I didn't really know that doTERRA was that. I didn't know why all these people spoke about doTERRA.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what was going on until, like, yeah, a year ago. And then I was like, oh, they're multi-level marketing pyramid schemes. I didn't realize the things that we sell.
It's wild. But yeah, she's just magic. I just am obsessed with her. And she's like the love child of, did you ever watch Kathleen Kim?
Yes, yes.
So Marion, the relationship counselor that Kath and Kel go and see, yes. He's like a mix between her and Mr. G. If they had a love child, it would be Lucinda.
And I'm so do we find her just hilarious?
She's completely genuine in, but she's just unintentionally hilarious. But just, I'm at a loss for words. I can't even.
Lucinda Light. She's a beautiful person.
I saw a comment on TikTok a few weeks ago from some woman saying Lucinda Light has a star now page, so she's clearly just after fame. And it's like, well, if I was that much of a star and my talent and pure genius hadn't been unearthed yet, I would go on MAFS too.
Yeah, star now doesn't mean that they're actors. That's the thing that I find so annoying when people are like, oh, they've got a star now profile. It's like every single person who wants to go on TV at some point has probably been an extra or something.
Mm.
That it would be weird if they didn't have a star now profile. It doesn't mean that they're an actor.
But also, like, who cares? The track record of this show, you don't have that much of a chance of finding a successful marriage. You have more chance of having a career in the media than you do finding the love of your life.
I think the implication,
if that's what you want, go for it. Like, it's not that scandalous.
No, but I think the implication is that they're hired as actors to, like, read scripts. That's what they people
imply. Oh, right, okay.
But really, you're exactly right. It's just people who have an interest in being on national television and maybe building some kind of
growing a media.
Yeah, that's obviously all it is. But I think the audience thinks because they're an actor, they're a paid actor. That has never happened in the history of a reality show. I don't think a paid actor.
Well, there was a girl that was on this season for two or three episodes who used to be on Home and Away.
Yeah.
But she came on the show and it wasn't mentioned. And she came on as she said she was a medium.
So I did watch some of that. And as somebody who does believe in mediums, I draw the line and say she's not a medium.
What makes you feel that way?
It just seemed really fake. I don't think that they come through like that. Mm. And I think an actual medium knows how to turn it on and off. And they don't run around like that.
Yeah.
Most mediums, when they're channeling, they're more normal.
Mm.
Wasn't she jumping on a table or something? I heard that somewhere. Just
they had meat the night before and then they walked past cows the next day and she started crying and apologizing to the cows and he's just standing there like, what the fuck is going on?
Has anyone come out and had an opinion on her at all?
No. Well, allegedly, production said she wasn't allowed to come back to the reunion because she was too unpredictable.
Oh, God, that makes me laugh so much. Because, like, production is already so stressful, organizing everything, and you need so many things to go right. You just cannot have these people. This 16-hour shoot potentially just causing mayhem. Like, that's why some of those MAFS cast members a few years back weren't allowed to the Logies because they were worried they would just cause trouble. And it's just so funny because, like, TV will – they'll have them there a little bit to an extent, but there's, like, only so far they'll let you go before you're like – they're like, no, the entertainment isn't worth the risk there.
We can't have you ruining the Logies.
No, we draw the line.
We will not have the Logies pulled from under us. That is television's night of nights.
You've been to the Logies, haven't you?
Yes. I went to three.
Was that when One Direction was there? Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember that
yeah.
era.
They walked like right behind us. Like, I have actually been this far away from Harry Styles.
Are you a fan?
I wasn't at the time, but now I am a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, God, I wish I knew then what I know now.
I know.